Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the President's State of the Union speech given last night, all 6,600 words of it. It took about an hour, and a long hour it was. But the President was very confident, very relaxed, much more so than he was last year. The speech was quite a bit longer than last year. I guess that's what having your last election behind you does for a man. Plus, this was his sixth State of the Union speech, so he's not a rookie anymore. He's experienced. The speech has become just another campaign speech for most presidents. But also, it is an announcement of what the President would like to accomplish under ideal circumstances during his next year, in this case, during his last 2 years. The President took credit for a stronger economy. He said it's growing and creating jobs by the fastest pace since 1999, even faster than before the economic crash, he said. He said that more kids are graduating than ever before and that more people are insured than ever before. So he celebrated the policies that he put in place that he says brought this rosy picture into being. And he called for more of it, a lot more. More expansive government, more government involvement in the economy, in scientific research, in infrastructure development, in education, and, of course, in the environment. If I may quote from the speech, quote, "At this moment, with a growing economy, shrinking deficits, bustling industry, booming energy production, we have risen from recession, freer to write our own future than any other nation on earth. It's now up to us to choose who we want to be over the next 15 years and for decades to come," end quote. Well, to be kind about it, virtually every statistic the President gave to illustrate his rosy picture can be refuted with accurate facts and statistics that are not filled with misstatements and half-truths. We know, for example, that his economic figures are doctored and that the unemployment figures are much higher than the government reports. We know that for the first time in history, more small businesses are going under, going out of business than are being created. The important thing, though, is the tone of the speech, which was something like this. "I'm not listening to the midterm election results. My program of government expansion and management of every aspect of your lives, spending to the point of bankruptcy, of taxing to the point of penury, of invitation to more and more illegal immigrants, my program for all these things works. So I'm going to keep doing it. In fact, I'm going to expand it, and there's nothing you Republicans can do about it, although I hope you'll join me in it," end quote. Well, of course, the Republicans see it differently, or at least they say they do. Senator Joni Ernst, newly elected senator from Iowa, gave the Republican response. She looked a little stiff and nervous standing before the nation for the first time since her election. That's quite understandable. She said the Republicans did get the midterm election message. They got it loud and clear, she said. And as a result, Republicans are getting to work. They're getting to work to change the direction Washington has been taking our country. She said the new Republican Congress understands how difficult these past 6 years have been. The sting of the economy and the frustration with Washington's dysfunction. Republicans are going to keep fighting to repeal and replace Obamacare, she said. They're going to work to counter executive overreach. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, quote, "With all due respect to him, he doesn't set the agenda in the Senate," end quote. Well, this is my take on the President's speech and on government in general. If every morning when you leave for work, somewhere along your route, an armed robber comes up to you and puts a gun to your head and says, "Your money or your life," You give up your money, the fruits of your labor, because you don't want to die or go to prison, and because you know there's nothing you can do to resist. The armed robber, of course, is government, because the essence of government is armed robbery. That is the president's program in a nutshell, folks. Finally, folks, I do agree with one thing he said, though. It's now up to us to choose who we want to be over the next 15 years and for decades to come. We can choose growth, which means lower taxes and fewer regulations, or we can continue the present path and follow Japan and Europe down the road into permanent decline. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.